The police chief of Washington, D.C. stepped down this summer after almost a decade on the job. Today, she takes up a new post in charge of security at the National Football League. The departure of Kathy Lanier from the D.C. force leaves just three female chiefs for the 25 largest cities in the United States. Jacob Venston from member station WAMU reports on the role of women in the nation's police departments.
A few months after Kathy Lanier was sworn in as police chief, there were rumors she'd be the focus of a new TV series. One article quoted a producer, "Here's a white woman in a man's world and an African-American world." The show never happened, but the fascination continued. Lanier has at times been the most popular leader in the city.
I never thought I'd have the opportunity to be the chief in the nation's capital. Of course not.
That's Chief Lanier at a recent press conference announcing her retirement.
When I started here in 1990, I had a ninth grade education, a GED. And over the past 26 years, I was able to work hard, get promoted, and I now have two master's degrees. So I owe my life to the city.
Policing is still a profession dominated by men. Nationally, just 13% of cops are women. And not all that long ago, within Kathy Lanier's lifetime, women weren't even allowed to become patrol officers.
Let's see.
Mary Ellen Obrecht is sifting through a box of old memos and clippings from D.C. newspapers.
Well, look, the title.
Stories with headlines like "Lady in a Squad Car."
Yep, January 72.
Obrecht was one of D.C.'s first female patrol officers, and she coordinated what was, in 1972, the nation's largest experiment putting women on patrol. 100 women in uniform. It was sensational, she says.
That was one sort of annoying part of being among the first in a new role, is that you couldn't just do your job. I mean, the people that supported you wanted you to be superwoman, and the people who were opposed to it were just waiting for you to fail.
I had people tell me, peers, you guys don't belong here. You guys belong at home cooking. Cooking, being housewives.
Norma Roman Castillo joined D.C. police in 1986. It was a great job, she says, but women always had to prove themselves. She was thrilled when Kathy Lanier was tapped as chief.
It was shocking. Wow, the female police chief, that was great, great step for us females.
But a step that many departments have never taken. Nationally, just 3% of police chiefs are women. And that's a big problem, says Catherine Spiller. She's with the National Center for Women in Policing, a project of the Feminist Majority Foundation.
Women tend to use a more community-oriented style of policing, are better communicators, can de-escalate potentially violent situations before they turn violent.
One study, for example, found female officers accounted for just 5% of excessive force complaints, a disproportionately low number.
So women are exhibiting a very different style of policing.
Those are the stereotypes that exist about women.
Dorothy Moses Schulz is author of a book about female chiefs called Breaking the Brass Ceiling. She says she's seen the studies, but fewer complaints doesn't necessarily mean there's some inherent gender difference.
Whether women all have better communication skills or are all better at de-escalating, I mean, those are basically sexist generalizations that there's no proof to.
But a woman in charge of a department where nearly 80% of officers are men, that does send a message. And so does Kathy Lanier's new job at the National Football League.
To women who think that there are limitations to what you can do and where you can work, the NFL reaching out to me for this position says that there are not limitations for where you can work.
When Chief Lanier turns in her badge today, she'll be heading from one man's world to another. For NPR News, I'm Jacob Fenston in Washington.